Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Gary Schneidker, the Director of Technical Services, and Anthony Rupnoth, the Technical Sales Manager with Taylor Adhesives. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having us this morning.
Doing great, Kemp.
So we've had this scheduled for a week or so, and you happen to be our lead story today, the fact that Meridian is planning to sell Taylor Adhesives to Avery Dennison. This is interesting news. I know that means your company now will switch from being private equity owned to publicly traded owned, and I understand Ralph Grogan is planning on staying on, so we'll cover that in a future podcast. I wanted to focus today on two topics. One is your product that helps define you called Dynamic, and also your news that you're switching to 30% post-consumer recycled content in your pails. Before we get to that, though, Gary, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, Kemp, I've been in the flooring industry since 1970. I grew up in it, worked for my dad and owned a small chain of flooring stores, was with a flooring distributor out of Florida, and then moved to Taylor back in 2003. So I've been with Taylor for a long time.
Okay, Anthony, how about you?
Yeah, I'm just a couple days away from my 9-year anniversary. Gary hired me. This is my first venture into the flooring industry. I've stepped on over now to the sales side of the business. I've been doing this 3 years now, and Taylor has been my home and has brought me up in the flooring industry.
Anthony, I understand you're a Dalton native, and when you walk around town, everybody knows you.
Yeah, Dalton is a growing city. I grew up working at our local Chick-fil-A. Everybody and anybody walks in there. I got to know a bunch of faces throughout the years. My mom still currently works there.
Okay. Well, let's move to the topic of the day. This product Dynamic has been one that other companies in the adhesive business have been trying to knock off for quite a while. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what makes it such a silver bullet for Taylor?
Yeah, you know, Dynamic started out right before I actually came on board, and started out as Taylor 2098 and rebranded into a Dynamic. But I mean, this is such a pioneer type product. When it came out, nobody else had something like it. So something that universally covers most of the resilient types of flooring that we see, VCT, LVP, carpet tile, several SKUs across the board. When it came out, it kind of took the flooring industry by storm.
Anthony, that's absolutely correct. The unique thing about Dynamic is it was so versatile. You could use it for a variety of different flooring products. So for instance, a flooring contractor could send out one type of adhesive to a project, maybe say, let's say it's a doctor's office, and they're doing VCT in a storage room, LVT in the common areas, and carpet tile maybe in private offices. So they could send one adhesive, and that one adhesive did everything, and it did it very well. Dynamic is one of those products I always like to say it's often imitated, never duplicated, because a lot of manufacturers have tried to duplicate the product. They really can't quite do that because it's got such an aggressive tack. We've even got flooring contractors that will use it for broadloom, things like that, simply because of the high moisture capability and the high pH capabilities of this product. That's really what sets it apart, in my opinion.
It's kind of a cross between a hard set and a pressure sensitive, right?
That's correct. We call it a firm set, and I think this is the first product that was called a firm set transitional pressure sensitive. And you may know that the term transitional pressure sensitive was actually coined for our product Pinnacle, which was our original 2091 product, and that was in the system even before I started with Taylor. So that goes back many years ago.
Okay, and you've also got news about adding post-consumer recycled polymer in your pails. Tell us about that.
That's absolutely correct. This is really something that's important for our industry. And by using, basically making environmentally friendly products and then using post-consumer recycled content, we're actually trying to help the planet anywhere we can. You may or may not know that Taylor actually started getting into environmentally friendly adhesives in 1989. So we're way ahead of the curve on that type of thing. The 30% recycled content in pails is being mandated by some states. And the easy way out for, which is what a lot of our competitors are doing, is they're actually just paying a fine on it and just going ahead and running with it in those areas. For us, we're going to that 30% recycled content in our pails across the board on everything we produce, at least everything that we can put into a black pail. We may have some private label products we won't be able to do that with, but anything under Taylor label and most of our private label products are all going to be under that that content. And that's a big deal for not just for us, but also for our OEM partners that are out there.
So you have to turn the pail black because of the mixture of polymer?
That's correct. Yeah, we can only do the recycled content in a black pail. And it's the pail itself. We can't do it with the lid and we can't do it with the handle. But the pails themselves will have at least 30% recycled content. That's a big deal. And that goes along with other things that we do, putting PVB into some of our products and things like that.
You know, Taylor's been recognized as a leader for a long time, and you've got some great products, but it's really the field support and technical support that you offer both the suppliers and the installers and end users, right?
That's correct. Anthony was my second hire, but Anthony was actually the only one that didn't have flooring experience at the time. Everyone else, actually, all the other members on my team are all CFI certified installers. Two of those guys are masters. One of them is actually the CFI chapter president for Southern California. He's also bilingual. So by having that ability to get the information out to customers and to train them really makes a world of difference. Actually, we sent one of our guys to Costa Rica to do some training with one of our OEM partners with their customer. And while he was down there, he actually got the installers on the right track with adhesives, got them set up with what they needed, and found out that they'd bought heat welding equipment but didn't know how to use it. So he actually trained them on how to do heat welding while he was there. So it's not always pertaining to adhesives. When we do training, we're trying to further the industry. And we actually have training facilities both in our Dalton location and in our Fontana location. We have an area set aside for CFI training in Fontana. We don't do that in Dalton because CFI does have a brick and mortar building here.
And Fontana being a suburb of LA. Well, I appreciate you guys spending time with us and tell us a little bit more about Dynamic and your recycled content. Again, been talking to Gary Scheidker and Anthony Rupnoff with Taylor, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.